Hey everybody, welcome to episode 11 of Savvy Talk with your host Maha Lanin, where we talk about PR and communication strategies. And Maha, what are we going to talk about today?
So today's episode, we're going to be talking about working with agencies.
If you're a startup that is just starting to bring some traction in, you've been doing some good work for a while, you've been mostly telling your own story, and then at what point would you advise them to bring an agency on board?
I think it depends on where you're at as a business and what do you need help with. Do you need help with something that you can't do in-house? And does it require resources and expertise that you don't have available in-house? Then that's when you should use an agency. It also depends on the size of your communications department. Some companies don't even have communications departments, in which case they need an agency. Some communications departments are one person. They might need help depending on the scope and scale of their business. And then it also kind of depends on geographical needs. Like sometimes you need to do something in a country where you just don't have presence, so you need to hire an agency to help you. So there's many different contexts in which you would hire an agency, but I built several agencies and I've helped a lot of people build their own communications departments. So having an understanding of when to work with an agency, how to work with an agency is key. And they can add a lot of value, but you just need to know how to manage them.
So where does one get started? Let's say you've decided that you fit these criteria.
Okay, so the first thing is I always like to talk about this because it's important. Agencies are not slaves. They're actually your business partners. Like, to have a good agency, you need a good client. You need to really be able to get the most out of them. You need to leverage their expertise. You need to figure out what can they do to complement what you're doing. And you need to have those roles defined. So the first thing is putting together a brief, or what we call scope of work. So what would be the assignment or role of the agency that you need to do? Do you need them to organize a press conference? Do you need them to set up interviews? Do you need them to be the front for a crisis so that you're not dealing with those directly? Putting together the brief of what you need the agency to do is really important. And that brief should articulate the deliverables. We expect, you know, one interview a month, or we expect to get an event with this many people attending. Like, try to articulate what your expectations are so that everything is aligned up front. It's really important so that they know what they're supposed to deliver. And you also can hold them accountable to those deliverables as well. When you start to think about getting an agency, you need to put together a pitch. And that's the most common way that people find agencies, is they look up who are the big firms or the small firms that are operating in a market, and they find out from word of mouth who specializes in what. Some PR agencies specialize in corporate communications, financial communications, consumer PR. So depending on what they specialize in, you might select a specific agency to be your business partner. And then when you shortlist them, you would send them a brief or a pitch and give them a couple weeks to work on it and then have them come in and present it to you. And the criteria for selecting an agency shouldn't just be on the technical side, like, you know, who do they know and how their prices look like. You really want to work with someone who you feel you can have a good relationship with and who you can build a partnership with. A communications or a PR agency, first and foremost, should be like a really good strategic counselor for you. So they can tell you, no, this isn't going to work, or yes, this is going to be great. You know, having someone who will be honest with you about what's newsworthy, what's not, what's truthful and what's not, that's priceless. And having that strategic counsel is really important. And I think a lot of people, when working with agencies, they're like, I just want someone who can come and get me a lot of coverage. Well, that might not really serve your business in the long run. So think about that. Once you've selected your agency, I think training is essential. Giving them the right training on the business, train them on the brand, train them on the product, train them on your values, making sure that they really understand what's important to you as a business, as in a company, and having those agencies be trained in conjunction with all the functions. So they should talk to the social media team, they should talk to the marketing team, any of the kind of internal communications partners that they need to be dealing with, they should understand all the pieces to the puzzle so that the right hand and the left hand know what they're doing. How to be successful with agencies is have regular syncs and updates. Make sure you have like a weekly call or a bi-monthly call to go over what's happening, what's working, what's not. And then, you know, going over the deliverables, making sure that the agencies are held accountable. And, you know, I've worked with government before who was just spending money and the agency wasn't doing anything. And I was cringing the whole time, and then kind of reporting and deliverable. So this is one thing that I'm working a lot with clients on, new ways of communications. Like, it's not about the number of hits that you get. It's about, did you influence? Did you inform? Did you move the dial? Did you impact your reputation? Did you help shape an idea or form an opinion? Did you help build coalitions with people? So communications is not just about the number of stories you can get in an outlet. It's really about reputation. And that's one of the things that I'm really passionate about in terms of educating people on the value of communications. And I think an agency's first and foremost responsibility is to build and protect your reputation. And everything else goes from there.
This is well and good, though, if you have all of these things well established. But let's say you're just starting out, like an agency comes in, but to train people effectively, you need to have all of these things already in place. You might not.
So one of the challenges of PR agencies is if the client or the counterpart doesn't have the tools to actually properly embark on a PR campaign or PR initiative. So it's incumbent on the agencies to really help educate the client about, these are the tools we need, these are the questions we need, these are the assets we need to develop for you, and really help them do that. And I have been in that position several times where they're like, okay, we really want PR, but we have no idea how to manage an agency. So, you know, giving guidelines on how to do that and do it well and making sure it's efficient for both the client and the agency. So that's a lot about the education process that needs to happen.
Yeah, and I think the advice that this episode has as well is not just for the startup, but it's also for some of the agencies as well. Like, when you are an agency walking into a new client or working with a new startup, like, you can take the initiative on some of these things, especially when the startups may not necessarily know exactly how to do PR.
By the way, one of the things that I just scream from the top of my lungs is add value, add value, add value. Like, if you're an agency, add value. Like, one of the reasons why I think people want to work with a certain agency is that they're so good. They add so much value and they make you want to stay with them. Why would you leave if they're adding so much value to your business? So the key differentiator you can give in any job, in any position, is to add value. And it's no different when it comes to agencies. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening to today's episode. I would be super grateful if you can give me a review and give me some feedback. And don't forget, you can always hit us up on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn, or send us an email at iam@digitalandsavvy.com. Thanks for listening.